Let's say, for the sake of argument, that I've got a lot of money, an extra $1 million that's just burning a hole in my pocket, and I'd like to steer that $1 million to candidates and causes I believe in. Well, we've asked Mark Braden to come by to explain what's still legal under McCain-Feingold. He's a Republican campaign finance lawyer. Mr. Braden, if I want to take that $1 million, how much can I give directly to a campaign?
$2,000. That's per election. So, of course, you get $2,000 for the primary, $2,000 for the general. Those folks with Southern accents, you can also get $2,000 if you have a runoff. And that's per person, and that per, if you're married, your spouse has a different $2,000 per election limit. And the one thing that was not sustained by the court was the contribution limit on minors. So if you have children and they have money, they're able to make a $2,000 contribution per election, too.
But that would still leave me with a whole lot of money left over. And before, I could give that in the form of soft money, a donation, an unlimited amount to national political parties, state political parties. Can I still do that?
Oh, rest assured, we can find some legal way for you to spend the money. You can still make a substantial contribution to the National Party Committee, which is, again, that is a $25,000 per year limit. And again, there's a separate limit for a husband and a separate limit for a wife. And theoretically, a separate limit for a child. So that could use some of your money. But if you were hit up against the limit and still have additional funds, if you wanted to spend $1 million in an effort to defeat a particular candidate or to support a particular cause, you would have no problem doing it in this regulatory scheme. There is no limit on the amount of soft money that you give. The only thing you see in the new law, before you would have been able to send this money to party organizations. Now you're really looking at going around the party organizations to other organizations. So you simply don't have the buffer that used to be present before. Now there are organizations either you can create yourself or with some friends you can create, or the truth is that there are many already existing organizations who will be happy to take your check and spend it on the candidates you like or don't like.
But can I steer it directly through those organizations to a candidate, or will it be something more diffuse than that?
Well, yes and no. The reality is you can get to about 98% assurance that your money will be spent to defeat the candidate you have in mind or to elect the candidate you have in mind.
Well, let's say that now I'm not a person with $1 million to burn, but I'm a union or, say, a corporation, and I want to run ads in support of candidates, which used to be just fine and now maybe isn't fine. What's still allowed there?
Well, it's only not fine in certain seasons, 30 days before a primary and 60 days before a general election, and only ads that are on radio or on television. Every other type of communication is totally unrestricted. Telephones, internet, mail, hiring people to go door to door. So some of the most effective political communications are unrestricted for the large soft money organizations.
Well, Mark Braden, thanks for helping us try to sort through all of this.
I hope I helped.
Mark Braden is a Republican campaign finance lawyer in Washington.